This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The state of Virginia has flipped red. Republican businessman Glenn Youngkin has been declared the winner of Virginia's gubernatorial race over Democrat Terry McAuliffe by roughly 66,000 votes.
We're going to press forward with a curriculum that includes listening to parents' input, a curriculum that allows our children to run as fast as they can.
Minneapolis voters on Tuesday rejected a ballot measure to overhaul the city's police department by replacing it with a new agency. The measure was defeated by a 13% margin. Democrat Eric Adams wins the mayoral race in New York City, getting 66.5% of the vote. In New Jersey, the count is still too close to call in that gubernatorial race. It should be noted there are reports of voting problems across New Jersey in connection with a new electronic system to verify the identity of voters. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
The CDC director has given final approval for COVID-19 vaccines for kids on Tuesday. The least affected age group during the pandemic, children ages 5 to 11, will be able to get a COVID-19 vaccine starting as early as Friday. The Pfizer doses are one-third the potency of the adult vaccines. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania has elected a black American as mayor.
The city of Pittsburgh appears to have elected its first black mayor in history. Most projections have Democrat Ed Gainey beating Republican Tony Marino. Gainey saying he was moved to run after the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
CNN is projecting city councilor Michelle Wu will become Boston's next mayor, making her the first woman and person of color elected to the top post. Quote, from every corner of our city, Boston has spoken. We are ready to meet this moment. We are ready to become a Boston for everyone, Wu said to a crowd of supporters Tuesday night. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Republican Representative Pete Sessions on Newsmax Tuesday says the Democrats and their attempts to spread socialism among the people of America was defeated before when the Obama administration was in office.
Well, I remember back well in 2009 and 10 when I was chairman of the National Republican Congressional Committee, and we were 40 seats back. And we went about making sure the American people knew what the Obama administration, Nancy Pelosi, was doing to the country. And this is literally exactly the same scenario. Socialists have now taken over the Democratic Party. The agenda that they have is bamboozling not only the voters in Virginia, where they have told them Republicans do not represent your values and vote for us. And now we see where every single part of a family's life, in their own personal decisions about their schools, trying to stay at work, show up and do the right thing for your community. Democrats, socialists are ruining their lives. We are going to see a big night tonight, and we're going to see a big night in November when Republicans will win back the majority in the House and fire Nancy Pelosi once again.
The Atlanta Braves are the World Series champions in 2021 after defeating the Houston Astros 7-0 Tuesday night. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. How you doing, America? Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. And we're going to be talking COVID vaccine side effects with Dr. Salvatore Giorgiani. He's back with us. He is the senior science advisor to the Men's Health Network and a past chair emeritus of the American Public Health Association. Dr. Giorgiani, always good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing very well. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing great. Let me ask you a question here regarding kids in school. Has there been a report of any major or even a minor spreading event that started with kids in school?
Well, you know, the true answer to that is we don't really know. Because don't forget, early on in the pandemic, we didn't appreciate how kids were carriers and how easily these children could spread COVID. So I think that understanding came a little bit later on in the scenario, March, April or so of this year. But we do believe that a lot of adults who contracted COVID early on were getting it because the children were asymptomatic spreaders. That is, they didn't have any of the signs or symptoms of a flu. And that's because kids might get the COVID virus in them, and their immune systems are pretty robust as it is, and they were fighting it off. I'm not aware of any huge outbreaks in any one locale of children having symptomatic COVID, but the danger is asymptomatic COVID. We now believe that children who have had asymptomatic COVID or even mild COVID are subject to the problem with long COVID. And that's the biggest danger. Well, that's one of the big dangers to the children, which is, and, you know, long COVID can affect memory, focus, concentration, heart tissue, kidneys, blood problems, clotting, difficulties, problems with clotting. So we're very concerned about the fact that while there's only, and I shouldn't say this only, but there have been 8,000 hospitalizations of children with COVID, but we just don't know what the incidence of COVID is because most of these children are subclinical.
Well, in that breakdown, you know, as you mentioned, still much of this is still in the theoretical. We don't know. I mean, you have 8,000, but you don't know exactly. I mean, we don't have a clear number or a good projection. I mean, we're still kind of theorizing here, are we not? I mean, I'm not suggesting we shouldn't. I mean, in the absence, we've got to have some kind of information to work with.
Yeah.
But what I'm challenging you here with, and the scientific community, is that it's being put out as if it is doctrinal, and that it's inarguable when we're just saying, hey, look, here's some indication. And I think it would go a long way if people were transparent enough to say, look, we just, you know, just like you just said, you said, well, we don't know. We're still studying this. I think that's fair. But the way it's presented by Dr. Fauci and others, it's like, oh, this is doctrine. This is, in fact, happening. You've got Walensky coming out and saying, well, here's the order. Now all children have to be vaccinated. It's been approved. And it's going, well, you know, wait a minute. Let's hit the brake pedal here just a little bit. And, until we really know for sure.
Well, you bring up a very important point about ethics in the health professions. We know diabetes is a bad disease.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a hypothetical. That's not a theoretical. We're learning more about diabetes every year, but we pretty much have a very good idea of what goes on with diabetes. We know that certain kinds of cancer are lethal conditions, but still, patients have a right to be treated. They have a right to have a say in what they're going to be treated with and how. And they have a right to not be treated. That is dogma. You know, patients have the right to self-determination of their conditions. Now, the way it differs with a condition or an infectious disease situation is that it just doesn't affect someone. You can't transmit diabetes. You mm-hmm. can't transmit cancer. But you can transmit COVID or virus X, which may be the next pandemic that we face. So there's a mm-hmm. little bit of a difference in societal obligation to protect. So it doesn't just stop with the individual. It's also the consideration of how it spreads. So I think that as we move into a phase now, there's going to be a lot of pressure on parents from school districts and others, government agencies, really, to mm-hmm. insist on children being vaccinated. Parents have to make a very critical decision. Do I get them vaccinated now? Do I wait and see how the data plays out over a period of a few months? And there are going to be some to say, I don't want to vaccinate my children for a couple of years yet. But I think that if they don't have their children vaccinated, they need to be acutely aware of the implications of that for the child. You know, we say 8,000 children have been hospitalized with serious COVID thus far. Think about what the trauma that causes to a 5-year-old child having to lie in a hospital bed for 2 to 3 weeks with all that goes on around them, how that can affect their entire lives. Think about the impact that has on a family of working parents. Think of the impact that has on a family with poor health insurance, where these hospitalizations can cost $50,000 to $90,000 easily. So I think there are lots of things to consider. But that's
something, though, Dr. Giorgiani, that I believe the parents, you know, and the patient with their doctor, you know, should decide. It shouldn't be mandated. I mean, and that's where I think you run into ethics here. And this is where it gets complicated, is when the government suddenly, you know, espouses what Terry McAuliffe said, is that, you know, parents shouldn't have an involvement with their education of their children. And meanwhile, on the other side, the government is saying, well, you know, parents shouldn't be involved with the vaccination of their kids. We're going to take over. Well, wait a minute, you know, slow down here. That's not your job. I mean, if a parent does not want to have their child vaccinated, but yet they take the risk, like anything, you know, like even going to school in the morning, getting up and going to school, you take a risk. That's life. You take a risk. And yes, if a child, you know, maybe if what we should do is have some, you know, ongoing testing of kids if we're that worried about it. If they are asymptomatic, you know, we're not even evaluating to say, okay, what is their baseline of immunity right now? Do they have, because they've been exposed, is there already some immunity that's built in because of the exposure? We don't even have that study, but we want to go ahead and inject them without even considering that part. And that, for me, that's a problem. Is that fair?
It is a very complicated, very emotionally laden problem. Now, we do have precedents set by public health, by school dogma or school rules, and state rules and even in private schools that students need to be vaccinated, have certain vaccines before they can go to college.
Exactly.
Have to have certain vaccines before they go to
I'll tell you what, I want to address that more. We've only got about 6 seconds left. We got to go to break. And we're talking with Dr. Salvatore Gianni, and we'll continue right after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and they're all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Minutes after the top of the hour, we're talking with Dr. Salvatore Gianni. And, you know, he reminded me, he goes, hey, look, I'm not paid to do this. I know he's not paid to do it. I mean, we're so grateful. And this is the case with many of the experts that we get here on the show, is that they do this as a service. And we're so grateful that you're bringing your gift, your talent, your experience to bear on something that, you know, people have a lot of questions. And, you know, we're just not getting the answers from people that we
would expect to get the right answers. And everything in our world today has been so politicized that it's fresh and refreshing to talk with somebody that doesn't care about politics, but just cares about, you know, the health of everyday people. And we're grateful to Dr. Giorgiani for offering his time and his expertise for the good of our audience here. He's a senior science advisor to the Men's Health Network and a past chair and chair emeritus of the American Public Health Association. Salvador, I want you to pick up where we left off right before we went to break, because we started to get into something that I knew you need a little bit more time to talk about. Go ahead.
Thank you for those kind words about the folks like me who volunteer time to do it. And I work under the auspices of Men's Health Network, which is the oldest and longest comprehensive health care organization for men, boys, and their families. But we're talking about children and vaccinations and how parents can sort out all of the very thorny issues and emotionally laden issues to make a decision about having their children vaccinated, because they will be under pressure. I would hope that municipalities who are requiring or asking, or I'm afraid to say the word, but I think it's the word you'll hear, mandating vaccines for children, also have systems in place that allow for children who cannot get vaccinated or who have had COVID, definitely had COVID, or whose parents strongly object, to have a secondary platform for them, whether it's homeschooling. It still is a viable option, I believe, and while we don't think it's the best option, it's a viable option, mask use all the time, plus constant testing. So I think as we move in the next couple of months, if not a couple of weeks, to a scenario where parents have to make these important decisions, I think school boards, local school boards, have to listen to the parents. Now, on the other hand, as we said in the earlier segment, you know, it's a little bit different situation if you have diabetes or cancer, you don't transmit it. But that's the biggest danger to the communities and to families. So what I have been saying is that we need to go back to the way healthcare was practiced a couple of years ago in the old days, where you had a conversation with a doctor, a pharmacist, a nurse practitioner who understands you, your child, your circumstances at home, the conditions in the community. And don't forget, most of those folks that you're going to be talking with wear white coats and have stethoscopes or standing behind a prescription counter. They have children, too. So they're personally wrestling with this big, important question.
Yeah, and I think you're right to put it in that perspective, is that we're all in this together, and that we should realize that we're not against each other. Unfortunately, everything being so politicized in our culture today, it's like, oh, it's us against them. It's the vaccinated against the unvaccinated, instead of just realizing, hey, look, we're in this together. We're trying to come to a solution. How do we do this without sacrificing our liberties and do it in a way that you know, is considerate for all concerned? Like, for example, even the mask. You know, you had Dr. Fauci initially saying masks don't do any good. And when you consider the virus itself and these cloth masks that kids are wearing, and, you know, and they're kids. They're going to fuss with them. They're going to move. Adults do that. I mean, you know, kids are no different. And especially little boys, they're more antsy. I mean, it's hard to get them to sit still for more than 6 minutes at any time. That's proven. But you know, so here we are. We're fighting an uphill battle. And at the end of the day, what good is it doing? And the other thing is that are we impeding the natural course of, immunity buildup? You know, like in the old days when you and I were growing up, you know, we'd have measles parties in the neighborhood or chickenpox parties in the neighborhood. You know, one kid, you know, little Joey got the chickenpox. We're all going to Joey's house, you know. Hey, let's all get the chickenpox together and, right. You know, and then set aside. You know, of course, we're not doing that with this, with this COVID disease. But yet,
right.
you're the doctor here. And I think that we're trying to overprotect and impeding natural immunity, which is, which I believe is a good thing. And that's what is, a failure, I believe, on the part of science, because we're not hearing that. We're not hearing how many people have already had the disease and how many people are immune. And, you know, we're relying right now on evidence. What was it? Some research, extended research out of Israel. Over 80,000 people were researched, and they found that those who had COVID, their immunity system was anywhere 6-13 times stronger than the vaccine. So, but we're not getting that here out of America, and that's disappointing.
Well, you said a mouthful earlier on when you said we're still learning about this condition, and we are. You know, we're not there, and we probably won't be there for quite a while longer, a couple of years, but we can't wait that long to do something. I do think there is a public health mentality which is unfortunately telling the little white lies to get the public to do things, and that's because they deal in population care. They don't deal with individual care, which is what mm-hmm. I think my firmest recommendation is have a conversation with a healthcare provider in your community, because they know intimately mm-hmm. this, because they're subject to all of the issues with COVID. I do also want to talk for a second about natural immunity. The jury isn't out, but there are now studies, because this is a very important question to understand. If you have had COVID, how immunologically are you covered? How solid is that coverage and protection? How long mm-hmm. does it last? And that's a very, very important question that people are mm-hmm. trying to answer. So I did just read this morning, before coming on air, a paper that was referenced during the CDC discussions yesterday at the panel that looks at the natural immunity and the length of time for natural immunity and how well it protects individuals. The current thinking is that, yes, immediately after having had COVID, if it was a strong enough infection, don't forget that's the other thing, there are COVID infections mm-hmm. with a small I, there are COVID infections with a big I, and there are COVID infections in all capital letters. So I think that matters too, that the natural immunity that you get wanes or drops off after a few months. And they studied, I think it was 7,000 hospital admissions of people who had COVID and were vaccinated. And they found that the rate for COVID reinfection in vaccinated persons was about 7-10% less than it was in unvaccinated persons who had natural immunity. So, you know, we still don't have the answer. And mm-hmm. look, we still don't have the answer as to whether you should be taking a low-dose aspirin every day. That changes every little while. We get a new bit of information. We change our recommendation. So,
exactly.
But we don't have the answer to the natural mm-hmm. immunity question. But here we do know that the vaccines give good and fairly durable protection. And now we're monitoring what happens after the third dose, the so-called booster, how long that
exactly.
is durable. So, you know, here again, parents have to make a decision. Do we go with right. what we're not really sure about, or do we go with what we know? We know that kids are protected when we put them in car seats, and we don't know if they're going to be protected if we just sit them in the back. You know, it's not legal. But I think you have to make that part of your decision-making process and then select your proper options.
Well, I can tell you, when I contracted the virus was in March. I immediately went to my doctor. I had it all evaluated, and we stayed on top of it and went through the PCR test, you know, that experience. And, of course, that came up that I had, and at that time it was already waning, but, again, the PCR test still says that I still had it. I went and took a quick test thereafter and said I was negative, so I was obviously beyond it. And I just had my physical here a month ago, and the blood test indicated that my T cells were still very strong and my immunity was still strong. So here we are, what, about 7-8 months afterwards, still holding steady. So I'm just one of those guys that looks at the root deal, and I continue to do research. Dr. Salvatore Giorgiani, thank you very much for being with us.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The state of Virginia has flipped red. Republican businessman Glenn Youngkin has been declared the winner of Virginia's gubernatorial race over Democrat Terry McAuliffe by roughly 66,000 votes.
We're going to press forward with a curriculum that includes listening to parents' input, a curriculum that allows our children to run as fast as they can.
Minneapolis voters on Tuesday rejected a ballot measure to overhaul the city's police department by replacing it with a new agency. The measure was defeated by a 13% margin. Democrat Eric Adams wins the mayoral race in New York City, getting 66.5% of the vote. In New Jersey, the count is still too close to call in that gubernatorial race. It should be noted there are reports of voting problems across New Jersey in connection with a new electronic system to verify the identity of voters. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, Bill Martinez Live, that's where you want to go. You know, when returning to civilian life, our nation's vets face many challenges, from physical to mental, even emotional. It's estimated as many as 600,000 post-9/11 vets live with the symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. And according to the Department of Defense, more than 430,000 U.S. service members were diagnosed with traumatic brain injury between 2000 and 2020. Wounded Warrior Project is announcing a new investments in its Warrior Care Network, including an effort to treat substance abuse disorder concurrent with PTSD and or TBI. The latest $25 million investment will help innovate new approaches to treating PTSD and TBI, as well as address substance abuse and opioid use. Wounded Warriors Project launched its innovative Warrior Care Network 5 years ago with 4 academic medical center partners to improve the lives of thousands of veterans and families. Today's announcement of $25 million in additional funding brings the total investment in clinically treating PTSD and TBI to nearly $290 million. Imagine that. Now, the end of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan does not mean the end of service to these men and women. And here to tell us more about it is this Veterans Day is Wounded Warrior Project's Erin Fletcher, and she's going to talk more about the Warrior Care Network and discuss some of the challenges veterans face when they return to civilian life and how her organization is helping vets in their time of need. She's also joined by a veteran, Tanya Oxendine, right? Is it Oxendine or Oxendine? It's spelled differently the second time around, so forgive me. Oxendine.
That's okay. It's Oxendine.
Oxendine, yes, correct. And Tanya Oxendine, and she's here to share her experience with PTSD and how the Wounded Warrior Project gave her the outlet that she needed to treat this condition. Both of you, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks so much.
Erin, what are some of the challenges vets face when they return to civilian life?
So some of the challenges that veterans face as they're transitioning into civilian life include symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder, anxiety, depression. Some individuals, you know, are diagnosed with a traumatic brain injury. Others experience, you know, substance use disorder that all make it difficult to successfully transition and thrive in their civilian lives.
You know, being a former Marine myself, and I was fortunate the way I was raised, but I saw with my fellow soldiers and Marines, some of them, you know, straight out of high school, they were taken care of, you know, in a sense by the military, and they didn't even learn how to balance a checkbook. I mean, some basic academic things that you think are all very natural, but if you've not been trained that and you've been counting on the military, you know, to kind of handle your affairs, and you get out, boy, you talk about being a fish out of water, right?
Oh, absolutely. If I can answer that a little bit.
Yes.
So Erin and I were talking earlier, and I had told her, like, I joined the Army in 1985, and I never filled out a job application. I worked in high school, but I just went in and said, hey, said I'll hire you. So now to come out and try to fill out a job application and translate my skills from a senior leader, okay, that's pretty easy. I can translate my leadership skills in that, but then to translate, I was a drill instructor, I was a paratrooper, deployments and things like that. It's very difficult to translate, and it's overwhelming, and it's scary out here in the civilian world to try to figure that out, especially when you need to provide for your family. So that's part of some of the things we go through, and which causes some different emotions, and Erin can elaborate on that. For veterans, it just depends. You know, it may cause depression for some, it may cause anxiety for others, and things like that. I personally myself deal with PTSD, anxiety, and depression. I was also a victim of military sexual trauma. So then to just deal with that throughout my nearly 30 years in the military, and then transition and try to reconnect back to something that I never really was connected with anyway, because I was barely, you know, just over a teenager when I joined the military and served for nearly 30 years. And it's just difficult for a lot of us, and some of us it's not, but programs like the Wounded Warrior Project is there to help us navigate through that difficulty and those challenges. And then with the Warrior Care medical facilities, you know, I was able to attend when I was in Atlanta, Georgia, the Emory Care Health Care System, and I was part of that 2 to 3 week treatment. And not only was I part of the 2 to 3 week treatment, they also continued to give me mental health counseling for nearly 2.5 years.
Wow,
so I would tell you my message today to veterans would be to reach out and ask for help. I know it's tough. I know it's embarrassing. I know, you know, we're scared. We're fearful. We're supposed to be strong and taking care of people, because that's what we've done for so long, taking care of America's sons and daughters. And we've served and done a great thing. But we also personally as an individual is important, and we should, you know, reach out and ask for help if needed. We don't have to suffer in silence. And I also want to tell you thank you for your service as well.
Well, you're very sweet. I appreciate that, Tanya. Erin, she touched on a lot of things that we can impact here. You know, it is amazing, you know, what the returning vets experience, and they do so in many ways in silence, because, you know, that's the way we're kind of raised and we're wired that way, that we take care of our own business. But, you know, as Tanya admonishes, there's nothing wrong with asking for help. I mean, you would do that in the field of battle. You would look to your fellow soldier and ask for help. Well, here you are. You're in a new field of battle, and you can ask for help. And guess what? The people here, the non-participating, you know, might say non-military, but yet they participate because this is a government for all. And, you know, this is the way that they can participate, by coming alongside a wounded warrior, right?
And absolutely. And this is really our, you know, for civilians, this is our way to serve. This is our way to give back, and I can't put enough exclamation points after, you know, Tanya's sentiment about not having to go through this alone, and really working hard at destigmatizing seeking mental health treatment. You know, it's not a sign of weakness. This is the courage and the bravery that it takes to say, hey, I'm having a hard time and I need help, is tremendous.
Yes.
And Wounded Warrior Project and its Warrior Care Network stands ready to serve.
Well, unwrap the Wounded Warrior Care Network for us, please.
Absolutely. So the Warrior Care Network is a partnership between Wounded Warrior Project and four world-renowned academic medical centers across the country delivering world-class treatment for the invisible wounds of war. And this treatment, these are the gold standards in treatment and includes, you know, either prolonged exposure therapy, cognitive processing therapy. There's, you know, it's a comprehensive approach to treatment that while we describe, you know, some of the similar, you know, symptoms that, you know, veterans experience, this program doesn't take a cookie cutter approach to treatment. We're really looking to tailor it to meet those unique needs that each veteran experiences. And I think one of the, you know, signature features of the Warrior Care Network is that these individuals, the participants, go through it in a cohort. And that means they go through it in a group of other veterans that have had similar experiences. And we know that having that sense of camaraderie and that sense of feeling understood really helps in the healing process. In addition, you know, the clinicians at these hospitals and the providers, some are veterans themselves, some are civilians, but all of them are trained in military cultural competence, you know, so the participants don't have to spend the first couple of days going through every acronym associated with their service. You know, these providers, you know, are ready and willing to help, and the outcomes are incredible.
20 seconds here, Tanya. What would you have done without the Wounded Warrior Care Project?
Yeah, without the Wounded Warrior Project, and just a quick story for 20 seconds, I was really contemplating suicide. Thank goodness that I didn't. My why were my two adult sons, and I didn't want to leave that legacy of suicide. Wounded Warrior Project helped me not to leave that legacy of suicide.
Well, God bless you, Tanya. Thank you for your service, and thank you for Wounded Warriors for their care of our military vets, all the great work that they're doing, and with the Warrior Care Network. Dr. Aaron Fletcher has been with us as well. Dr. Fletcher, where can they go for more information?
If you're looking for more information about all of the programs and services that Wounded Warrior Project has to offer, please check out our website at woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
Dr. Aaron Fisher, Fletcher, and Dr. Aaron Fletcher serves as the director of Wounded Warrior Project's Warrior Care Network, and Tanya Oxendine is a joined the United States Army a year after finishing high school, she said, and Moshe says she ran away from a very difficult childhood and abusive family, and she still continues to fight the good fight, and we wish her all the best. Thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you.
That's a no-whip, high-foam, 170-degree, sugar-free gingerbread latte.
Ah, yes. It's gingerbread latte season at Duchesne's Coffee Shop. He'll need a seasonal barista before his cookie starts to crumble.
Anything else? Oh, there's a list.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. Get it. That's a 15-year fixed rate at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603-87. Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
COVID is spiking again, and it's just not clear how to keep your family safe. Fever is the leading symptom of COVID, and the only way to reliably detect it is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. And he's back, or should I say, he's back. Daryl Pease is back with us. Well, we had so much fun in Dallas, Daryl. When I heard that you were going to come on the show, I said, hey, you better believe it. We got to have him on. So,
I'm excited to be here, Bill. It's good to see you again.
Well, I'm excited to talk about Christmas. Christmas. And Christmas music, in fact, if you talk to my kids, they'll say, my dad is the only person I know that plays Christmas music 365 days a year.
Oh, dear. You're one of those people, Bill, huh?
Well, Daryl, as I was saying, I love Christmas music, 24/7, 365 days a year. And now you're teasing me with this great Christmas special that you and Dallas have put together. This is awesome.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. And I must say that if you're one of those guys, I was the complete opposite of Christmas before. I actually loathe Christmas for a whole bunch of reasons because of the whole commercialism, the whole thing with Santa. And it wasn't until I actually understood what Christmas is all about and pushed aside all the materialism, all the stuff that's going on and really got to the core that I truly do appreciate the holiday and really more understanding the purpose of why it's so important. And, we got a chance to do a Christmas special. We jumped right at it because I would love to have more people experience Christmas the way that I believe Christmas needs to be worshiped and not Christmas worship, but how they can worship during Christmas and who they need to worship during Christmas.
Yeah, right.
And push aside that commercialism.
Without a doubt, your sentiment is consistent with most people, Daryl. Christmas has been so hyped up in such a way that it's lost its true meaning and value. But, what I sense is that we're coming back home to the real reason of what Christmas is all about and the ultimate gift that cannot be surpassed that God Almighty himself gave to his creation, right?
Yeah, no, I think the essence of it is the significance of the birth of Jesus Christ and why that is important and his mission and the things that we can learn from that humble beginning and why God did certain things and why it was portrayed in a certain way. I think there's so much that we can learn from it. And if there's ever a time that people need to learn about Jesus, I would say it's now with everything that's going on with the world.
Daryl, you point out something so right on that people can overlook, and that is the specificity and design of the whole Christmas event.
you know, from the shepherds and the angels and all that was involved, that Joseph and Mary would go to Bethlehem. This was not all by accident. It was by divine design, right?
It was. And I, what I love is understanding Jesus's role is to fulfill prophecy. And this moment was prophesied. People were looking forward for the Messiah to actually come. They just had a misunderstanding of what that would look like and what his role was. And that's why I love what we're going to showcase here in this Christmas special is people are able to see it necessarily in a different way, because I think everything's kind of glossed over and looked it at a beautiful, you know, stable scenery instead of seeing what a stable looked like in first century and realizing that there's things that need to happen, you know, to get that stable clean so that the King of Kings could be born, you know.
Amen. And the thing is so cool is the Chosen. God has used this series and used your team in such a unique way as a delivering agent of God's message of truth. And here it is, you know, for such a time as this, if we can say that, you know, the Chosen is being used. And here you are magnifying God and the stage that he has given you to present this special Christmas story.
Yeah, I would definitely say that. I think, you know, we're drawn to this, especially the medium of film and television. We're drawn to that because it connects with us, you know, as creators, and it connects with us as people. You know, I think it's just a little bit differently in a lot of sense. But what I do love, and this is something that Chosen has done from season one to season two, and also the Christmas specials, is it gives people back where they should be, which is to the Bible. It literally leads them to the ultimate source, because we're not scripture, we're not a religion, but we point to the Almighty, and that's through the Bible.
Well, it's the inarguable truth of God, isn't it, Daryl?
It is.
I mean, there's not a whole lot of debate. I mean, you can, but it's kind of futile. Just saying, there's going to be that moment in time that you have no choice. God has appointed time for each of us to come and to be before him. And I don't think there's going to be a long discussion. Do you?
Yeah, I don't either. I think there's moments of clarity, and I think there's moments of gathering, and I think that God will use certain things, maybe like the Chosen, or, you know, maybe a song or something that really touched someone's heart. Mm-hmm. And it leads them to look for more. I like to always use the example, like being a beacon of light. Mm-hmm. And as we're a beacon of light, it literally sends you to the source of light, which is Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And I do believe that, this Christmas special and the show itself, is one of those beacons of light. It basically showcases humanity at its finest and its worst. But it showcases that light that all of us can find, right, if we will just take a minute to look.
It reminds us that the Father has not forsaken us, that he is constantly pursuing us to bring us back home, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
Well, let's talk about, I guess as part of the Christmas special, you're going to do a special episode of The Chosen as part of the program?
Yeah, we thought that, you know, Christmas is in our DNA. In the last Christmas special, we showcased the short film that Dallas made for his church called The Shepherd. And that's what actually kicked off the whole TV show. And we decided, you know what? What if we told the other side? What if, we're showcasing Mary and Joseph's journey and what happened there, but within the Chosen universe, basically bringing our characters back from the Chosen and intertwine them in a story that needs to be told. And Dallas and the co-writers came up with a beautiful storyline that it's very Chosen-esque, because it is a Chosen episode, but it gives you different context of what happened 2,000 years ago that will hopefully lead to more thought and ponder around the role and the significance of Jesus Christ in his ministry.
Well, we're blessed to be talking to the executive director or executive producer.
Yep.
Executive producer of The Chosen. Daryl Eaves is back with us. Daryl, Christmas with The Chosen, The Messengers, is more than a new episode. I mean, this is an extravaganza on many levels, isn't it?
It really is. We have some amazing artists that are coming back, like Phil Wickham, King and Country. We have some new artists like Maverick City and others that are coming and using the talents that God gave them, the talents of music, to really bring it in and center a celebration around the birth of Jesus Christ.
Now, these artists, when you came to them and said, hey, you're our guys, you're our girls out there, what was their reaction like?
Well, it was the other way around. They're like, when are you doing the next one? And we want to be a part of it.
Right.
They just had an amazing experience. It was very surreal, to be honest with you, last year of seeing that Christmas episode. But I can say this. Everyone that's involved brought their A game, and it is just going to be a beautiful night of worship and through the spoken word, music, and also an episode of the show.
I like that you said worship, because – really, that's what Christmas is all about in terms of priority, isn't it?
That's right. That's right. And I think that's all I needed to change from going and not necessarily loving Christmas is just seeing what it's all about. And I think my biggest change is when I changed my focal point. And I hope that everyone that experiences in theaters on December 1st and 2nd can change their focal point a little bit of what Christmas is all about. It's not about what it's in for me, what I'm going to get for a gift, but realizing the gift that God has already given us and seeing it through the lens differently. And hopefully that will change the way that we perceive that holiday and what we worship.
Because at the foundation of it all, Daryl, it's salvation, isn't it?
That's right. That's right.
Talk about the ultimate gift. So again, this is going to be a phantom event for two nights only, right?
That is correct. Unless we can fill up the theaters that they have to open up more seats.
Why not?
That's what we're hoping for. So Bill, take care of that for us.
We're going to do everything we can. I mean, look it. We've got a robust audience that's not only national, but it's international, Daryl. And whenever we talk with you or Dallas and talk about The Chosen, the people respond heartily. So I would not be surprised. So I look forward to great things. I mean, you talk about the gift from God, but the gift from Chosen and the team to do this. I cannot thank you enough. We really appreciate the blessing.
Thank you, Bill.
Again, remind everybody two nights. How do they connect and get their tickets through Fathom Events?
You go to fathomevents.com, and you can get all the details there, or you can go to The Chosen. It'll be all over at thechosen.tv.
Well, Daryl Eves, executive producer of The Chosen. Thank you, Daryl. Merry
Thank
Christmas.
You.
Can I say that?
Yes, you can. Merry Christmas to you.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a